Bonus Points by M&E Escapades. This is weird, thought Elizabeth, as she propped up her iPad. Michael had given her a challenge to pleasure herself at least once while he was away. Already done, she had texted back immediately. She was still savoring the sexy dream from the morning before. She wished Michael had been there to help her reenact it thrust by thrust. She knew how much he loved morning sex. Unfortunately, he was out of town, and she was forced to take matters into her own hands. Elizabeth couldn't remember the last time she woke up that horny. She definitely enjoyed the body shuddering orgasm that followed. But back to work. Michael had given her a chance for bonus points. She was instructed to send him a picture of her masturbating, or FaceTime him while doing it. Elizabeth had spent some time thinking about which one she would do. Sure, she had sent him a few naughty pictures before. There were nothing nude, though more burlesque. But she wasn't sure about putting herself out there on this new level. It's not that she didn't trust Michael. She just didn't feel comfortable having nude pictures of herself floating around. She considered the FaceTime option, but that seemed even worse. Michael had asked her to masturbate in front of him before, and she had done it a few times. But she always got frustrated and eventually said, "Wouldn't you rather be inside of me? Why go solo when you have the rock-hard cock of a man who adores you right there and ready to go?" Sheesh! Sometimes his endless sex drive and need for exploration could be a little unnerving. I mean, who has time for that much sex? There's a career, 2 kids, 3 if you count Michael. Well, okay, 1 husband and just life. Elizabeth took a deep breath. This was her husband, the father of her children, a lovely man who, despite what she thought giving birth twice had done to her body, continued to worship her. He always told her how beautiful she was and wanted to have her every chance he got. She could do this, but which bonus challenge to do? It seemed awkward to try to take a picture with one hand while diddling herself with the other, and she still wasn't sure about the real-time option. I mean, what did he want her to be? One of those online, live sex girls? Then it hit her. She could split the difference and make a video. Yeah, do a test run. Then, if she didn't like it, she could simply delete it. Or she could take a still photo from the video and send it to Michael. Okay, this was doable. No pressure, no stress, just getting off while the iPad does its job. She admitted it. The thought of Michael stroking himself while looking at images of her was arousing. All right, I can do this. She repositioned herself on the bed, turned on the camera, and began to loosen her robe. Wait a minute, she thought. If I'm going to do this, I might as well go all out. Elizabeth got up and started to rummage through her lingerie drawer. Wearing her robe after the bath was usually more than enough to send the come-hither signal to Michael. But the more she gave herself over to the idea, the more she really got into it. Elizabeth selected one of his favorites, a sexy black baby doll number that was easily accessible. She added some knee-high fishnets she had been holding back for a special occasion. She considered heels. He loved her in heels. But finally, she decided against them since they wouldn't be in the shot. She stood in front of the mirror and smirked. She always felt a little silly wearing lingerie. I mean, it's like putting up a speed bump in your own driveway. Just get naked and do it. She took another look at herself in the mirror. She started to make the typical personal judgments about her body, but she stopped herself. All of this was for Michael. She tried to look at herself the way she knew he would. Elizabeth knew what he would say. "You are so sexy." She tried to look at herself through his eyes, and her doubts started to fade away. Her handsome man loved and lusted for her daily. Elizabeth imagined his eyes taking in every inch of her. She thought about that look he gets when his want turns to need. When she knows he wants nothing more than to kiss and taste all of her. When all he wants is to pleasure her again and again and still ask, "How was that?" She thought about him being there now and what he would want to do to her. Elizabeth felt her hand glide down over her panties. She began to gently circle herself, wishing she could take in every inch of him right now. "Wait," she thought. "I've got to film this." She reluctantly stopped and glanced down at the small wet spot on her panties. "Well, I guess it's time to get on set." Elizabeth walked into the bedroom and turned on their mood lighting. It was a soft pink bulb Michael had installed in her nightstand lamp. She checked the camera and decided it was too dark, so she turned on the light on his side of the bed. "Not bad," she thought. She laid back, repositioned, and stared at herself from head to mid-shin. "Yep, this is weird. It's not like Elizabeth didn't masturbate. She'd like to get off as much as the next girl. She certainly didn't masturbate as much as Michael, but he was a guy. It didn't bother her that he rubbed out one in the shower sometimes. Occasionally, she would even jump in and help him finish. But this was different. This was her. This was her on video, doing it. Elizabeth took a deep breath and reassessed her situation. Michael wouldn't care if she did it or not. He loved her no matter what, and she didn't have to keep the video. She could delete it afterwards. All she had to do was close her eyes and pretend it wasn't there. She wouldn't see the camera, and the camera wouldn't see. That's it, she thought. She adjusted the camera so that it only showed her from the neck down. This way, Michael would see the main event, but she could keep her anonymity just in case. She breathed a sigh of relief and hit record. Elizabeth closed her eyes and tried to relax. If she hadn't stopped earlier in front of the mirror, she'd have already finished. But now she was all in. How she wished Michael was here pounding her. Instead, she was awkwardly trying to make a masturbation video. She hadn't felt this nervous since their first time. She smiled at that thought and tried to remember the details of that evening. Wow, that was a long time ago. It was their honeymoon night, and Michael had driven her crazy, taking it slow. In retrospect, she was glad he took his time. She remembered how anxious they both felt, and yet he'd shown such self-control. Michael took his time kissing her passionately. He slowly worked his way around her face and neck, even kissing her closed eyelids. He relished every second of stripping off her clothes, drinking her in like she was the most special thing to him in the world. She had eventually gotten impatient, and he awkwardly tried to take off her bra. He still can't do it very well. She slowly tugged the ribbon on her baby doll negligee, freeing herself as she had for him that night. Elizabeth lightly circled her breast. She remembered how her new husband had kissed around each one, drawing slow, spiraling circles around them, gently flicking her erect nipples as he had with his tongue. She now traded present pinches for past nipples. Gentle squeezes for yesterday's bites. Elizabeth kept one hand on her left breast as she slid her right hand down. She followed the same trail Michael had kissed down that night, from the middle of her chest to the top of her panties. She lightly rubbed a growing wet spot on the fabric. She remembered how he had kissed her through the silk until she wanted to scream, "Please just rip them off!" But he hadn't. She slid her fingers under her lacy thong, as he had done. Elizabeth felt that same shock of excitement as his skin touched hers. She remembered squirming with anticipation as he slid off her panties, as she did now. Then he had kissed around all her most sensitive spots. She now trailed those sweet phantom kisses up and down her legs with her hands. Elizabeth arched her hips up as she substituted her fingers for the memory of Michael's tongue. She began sliding them up and down her silky folds. She was becoming more aroused by the mental image of him between her legs. He was agonizing and teasing her with gentle flicks and licks. Occasionally, he would compliment them with light nibbles and sucks. She felt him applying that oh-so-pleasurable pressure with his tongue. Her mind locked onto the image of Michael. She could almost smell his scent as he slid off his clothes, looked into her eyes, and gently entered for the first time. Elizabeth pushed in one, then two fingers to mimic the sensation of Michael inside of her that night. His heat and hers locking together for the first time, sliding in and out and in and out. She tried to match the pace from that night, but had to break from it. Instead, she increased her pressure and speed, reliving the memory of what he had done to her. In her mind, she fast-forwarded to the end when his desire overcame him. She gave herself over, matching his past hunger with her present. She pressed the fingers of the other hand against her clit. Pumping her fingers in and out, she worked in tandem to finish what she started. "Damn, should have grabbed my vibrator," she thought briefly. "But don't stop now." Pressure began to build in her as she took his thrust and felt his breath. She gave herself to Michael then and now. Moaning, she reached the top of her climb. Her ecstasy reached its highest peak. Lightning struck at the top, unfiltered pleasure pulsing, then cascading down her entire being. "Yes! Oh, yes!" Her body shuddered and she clamped around her fingers, mimicking what she had done to him that night. Her body tingled as she slowly slid her fingers out. She wished Michael was here to play his part and spoon her till they drifted off to sleep. She stayed there a moment, enjoying the past and present at once. Then she covered herself and slid her legs together. Suddenly, she remembered the video as her calf touched the iPad. Exhaling, Elizabeth slowly opened her eyes. She looked down to see if she had actually recorded it. She couldn't remember if she'd even turned it on. Crap. She had. At least her face was still out of the frame. Should she delete the whole thing? Elizabeth reached down to turn it off, but stopped and smiled. She gently picked up the iPad, tilting it to include her face, and said, "Enjoy this when you have a moment. I love you." She turned off the camera and started to send the video. She wondered if she should ask for one in return or something else.